It's Talkback, Central Louisiana's longest-running talk show. Whether it's the guests or the callers, Talkback is where Central Louisiana begins its conversation.
And welcome back, everyone. Hour number two of Talkback here on your Friday. Al Quartermont along with Sandra McQuain. Glad you guys could be with us. Should be an absolutely gorgeous weekend this weekend. Don't forget, tonight, the Relay for Life happening in downtown Alexandria from 6 until about 9:30, all to benefit the American Cancer Society. So we hope that we'll see you down there coming up tonight. They'll have some great music. The Molly Ringwalds will be performing, lots of great food. And it's a free event. So if you're looking for something to do with the family tonight, head down. They'll have fireworks at 9 o'clock as well. So it should be fantastic.
And rumor has it, the MC will totally be rocking the mic.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
So if you want a chance to see Al live and in person, come downtown to Relay for Life.
They're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No, they're
Is
not.
Is he going to do the funky chicken for us?
He might.
I don't think so.
I heard he's going to be in running shorts and a tank top, right, Kai?
I guess I should dress up like the 80s and wear my parachute pants since the Molly Ringwalds.
There you go.
They might be back in.
They might be. Those were actually pretty comfortable. My all-time favorite pants were Zubaz. Remember those?
Oh, yes.
Those were the best. Around 1989, 90, all the NFL players were wearing them. They were kind of like, I want to say kind of like a combination sweatpants and pajama bottoms, but they were stylish. So, yeah, I used to wear those all the time.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they've gone out of style, though, but they should bring them back. Anyway, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guests, because that's not what we're here to talk about.
Well, and we want to welcome to the studio Michelle Pearl, the CEO of United Way of Central Louisiana. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you. I'm sorry, Al, but I'm still picturing the Zumba pants because, you know, my husband would not give up his forever. Like, they had holes and everything.
Well, Dan Marino wore them, so, you
Which
know.
Which made it all cool.
Exactly. No, they were so comfortable. You can't even, the kids today can't relate. So, Zubaz, Z-U-B-A-Z. Yep. You don't remember those?
I don't remember those.
So they kind of had, they were kind of like, well, they had different patterns. They had like stripes, like kind of almost like tiger stripes.
I was going to say, they weren't just stripes. They were tiger.
Yeah.
I don't remember those.
I had some that was kind of more of a leopard pattern, but they were not like that kind. But.
Okay, the look on Kai's face is priceless right now.
I'd have to find an example. But
oh, I want pictures.
Man, they were very, very comfortable back in the day.
What an interesting style. That's interesting.
What's that?
What an interesting style.
It was. Even the Undertaker used to wear them back in the day.
Seriously?
Yeah. So now they have cred, don't they? Now that I said the Undertaker wore them.
I don't believe you.
You do mean the Undertaker that just made a reappearance.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, he did. Bong. That was the best. I'm glad Michelle watched. You watched WrestleMania? All right.
Okay, so Al, you know, I can't give up all my secrets, but I did go to the one that was here locally because I've probably been to about six different WWE, WWF, whatever it's called that year event. Yeah. Grew up on it, but to bring us back a little bit.
Yeah, Michelle Pearl is here. She is the president and CEO of the United Way, by the way. She's not here to talk about wrestling as much as we would like. You're not Greg Walker.
No, but I do have a good arm bar. Anyway.
But you have an arm bar takedown with a twist.
I do. Actually, I have a brown belt in judo.
Oh, wow.
You didn't know that part.
Okay.
sorry. I'm derailing us.
She's like Chris Jericho. She has 1,000 moves.
That's great.
We're off the rails. It's Friday.
That's all right.
It is Friday. So, yes, we have a lot of great things that have been going on with United Way. You know, right now we're wrapping up our Vita. We only have today and Monday left. And I am going to tell you right now, if you haven't booked your appointment through 211, there is probably not a spot left. Last we had checked, we were up to about 450 returns we had done this year already. So that is just, that saves our local people money, and it puts more money into the economy.
So VITA, for people that don't know our acronym, is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistant. program. Yes. And you're right. I know it's the appointments are full, but I will tell you, the few people I know that took advantage, super high marks, going through the 211 system to book it. The professionals were extremely helpful. So congratulations on another very successful year of launching that program.
Thank you. Yeah, this was our first year using 211 because the main issue with us for when that season comes, it is finding the volunteers and then secondarily handling all the scheduling because it is a flood of calls. And if people aren't called immediately, it's a second and third call. So the 211 system was absolutely amazing this year to help us with scheduling. When you call, they can put it right in right there. So that is wrapping up and super excited for that. And then we have on April 17th, we are doing the second chance job fair again. This will be, we did one last year, but it's for anybody in our community that is looking for a job, a new start, a new beginning. But it is really geared to work with our employers that do hire people that are coming out of the prison reentry prison programs. Because we host the LAPRI program, which is Louisiana's prison reentry. And so Tony Thomas does an amazing job of coordinating services, making sure that all of that is put together for people. But this job fair will be April 17th at the mall. And we have over 30 tables going to be set up that day. So Tony has done an absolutely amazing job. And now we just need people to come and sign up for jobs and move forward and be able to hopefully get hired.
That's, wow, 30. So I assume these are prospective employers for these individuals?
Combination of prospective employers and resources because, you know, a lot of times when people are coming out of prison, you don't know, depending upon how long they've been there, right? It could be a year, it could be 50 years, or it could be 20 years. But just think about in your lifetime how many different things have changed. I read an article just recently, you know, I'm a 70s baby, and so we have lived through computers just starting, phones that you now have everything at your disposal to dial and rotary phones. You know, we've crossed this whole gamut. And now think about if you were in the prison system and maybe didn't see all those transitions happen. Coming out and getting a bus ticket isn't as, hey, I go up to the window and pay for my ticket anymore. It's, hey, there's a vending machine that you have to put in money, or you can do it online. What is online? Do you mean AOL? So that's the other part of that job fair is helping to connect them with the resources that will give them the best shot of reintegrating back into society and community, because that's a tough transition.
That's great. No, and you know, those are things you just don't think about. We were giving, speaking of phones, Kai, the intern, a little history lesson today on the early phones where they didn't have cameras and you had very limited minutes a month and roaming charges, and that they were the size of, you know, they were weapons in your purse because the battery was so heavy. So, so
remember
you're right.
The plans after 9 p.m. is free.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Free incoming calls.
That's right. Exactly.
You're laughing over there, but that is.
Yeah. So, y'all would just call a bunch of people after 9 o'clock, take advantage of it?
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now my phone rings after 9 and I'm like, who died?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're right.
No kidding.
You're exactly right. But no, but what a wonderful, but you're right. You don't think about the nuances of someone trying to make that transition back into society.
Yeah, and getting a job is probably one of the key components for them, right? Because I'm not going to sit here and say that all crime is created because of poverty or all crime is created because of lack of financial resources. But I think we can all agree that the money makes the world go round. Mm-hmm. And so if you can't pay your basic bills, then you're struggling, right? And at some point, you make some decisions maybe that affect you being able to provide that end up getting you in trouble. And then there's a lot of other pieces to, you know, being in the prison systems also. But then you got to look at recidivism, right? That's another thing, because if you come out and you can't acclimate and you can't get a job and you're back to not being able to pay your bills and blah and blah, guess what? It's just it's easier to go back into a system
that you know.
And you know, we've all seen those shows that show that one person that comes out of the prison systems and actually makes choices to intentionally put themselves back in that system because this world is scary. That was scary when they first got there, but they got acclimated to it. So coming out of that system is a lot of emotions. You're trying to reconnect with your family. You're trying to figure out who you are now. What do you want to be? And then you've been around a lot of tough things. So I'm excited to be able to provide this on April 17th. Starts at, I think, 10 a.m. and goes till 6 p.m. It is a full-day affair. So get out there and get a job and see what's out there to just explore in our community. We talk about this all the time of keeping people here and are there good jobs here. Well, here's a great opportunity to be able to see that.
Fantastic. So I know another thing you have going on is at the Family Empowerment
Services. Yes. So we have been working on this program for a little over a year now. And what Family Empowerment Services is it's geared towards that ALICE population that we talk about all the time, asset limited, income constrained, employed, the working class poor. We recognize that the poverty level of, what is it, I want to say about $45,000 for a family of four. That is 200% above the poverty level. And we know that above that, they will not receive any assistance. And what our data is really showing us from our ALICE report and a lot of other information that we look at is a lot of times the ALICE families are first generation out of poverty, right? Somebody in their family figured out that education was super important or a trade was super important and pushed them in the right direction so that, you know what, you're not going to live off the system. And they do that. Well, then they get there and they're working hard and they've got their education, but they still can't afford the basics. And then you start to wonder, and I think as society we do this also, it's a them problem. You're not working hard enough. You chose the wrong career. I don't know if COVID taught us anything, but we need all the careers. I need stockers in the grocery stores as much as I need a CEO at a company, because those stockers kept everything moving. So that's that part where they realize, like, there is no help. If they have an issue, if something happens in their family or to their finances, there is no assistance. The other issue is, and I think about even myself in this, how do they navigate some of these institutes, right? Like, how do you get your first bank loan? I didn't know that CD rates, right? CD rates right now are really high. If you have money sitting in savings, 5% return on a 7-month CD. So if I am in poverty and my whole family's in poverty, I don't know any of those pieces. I don't know how to take the little bit I have and to make it grow. So that's what this is about. Family Empowerment Services is about life coaching and helping those clients that are in like a family of four that makes between $45,000 and $60,000 a year. That would be the perfect clients for this type of program, so that we can help connect them. Maybe they don't know about a first-time home buyers program. Maybe they don't know, hey, if you got this certification, this would bump you up in pay a little bit. Hey, did you know that CLTCC or LSUA has, you know, these type of scholarships? Because we have those connections. And so that's what this is really about. So it's allowed us to open up a office in Rapides Parish over at, thankful to our great partners at the Alexandria Housing Authority, a satellite office over there, one up in Avoyelles at St. John's Baptist Church, and then one also in Grant Parish over at the B22. Bonnie has just done an amazing job of creating that into being a community hub. And so she has graciously given us space in there to be able to see families up there in that space too. So yeah, a lot going on.
Wow. And so do you have grant funding staff or how are you managing the program?
Yes. So as a year in development, really what we did is our state association working with Sarah Berthelot, we went for as United Way. And when we talk about the network a lot, right? Here is one of the benefits of the United Way network. Our state association is able to apply for a large grant that then is subsidized down to us as the United Ways to do the actual work. So we did receive a Louisiana development grant, workforce development grant, that is actually awarded to our state association, and we are just the instruments through which it happens. So it will pay for year one of the program, all of the staffing, and I would say about 80% of the needs of that program. And then year two and year three, we have to find the funds to sustain. But our goal is to really show people that United Way was built off of working class, right? Working class used to give us money from their paychecks, and then we would put it back into the community. This is just another version of that. What we're doing with our internal money now is, how can we help the working class? How can we have a direct impact on them, such as providing maybe, okay, they need to get new tires. Okay, let's help them out with their utilities for that month so they can get the new tires. Because what people don't realize is, when you're with Alice, yeah, you can put away that $5 a paycheck, but as soon as one emergency happens, that is wiped out rather quickly. And then you spend the next little bit of time rebuilding it. You just get almost to the top of the mountain, the emergency happens. And so I'm thinking a next generation of our community, right? If I've gone to school, working hard, I've done everything right, but I still can't afford the basics, what message am I giving to my child who's up and coming and going to school?
Hey. We need to take a break. We'll continue the conversation with Michelle Pearl right after this.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Hope can strengthen. Hope can encourage. Hope can empower. Together, we can educate, encourage, empower. Be the change.
Change a child's tomorrow and volunteer as a CASA today. Be the change for children in foster care and help change despair into hope. Volunteer trainings are going on now and will continue throughout the year. Find out more and apply today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678. Don't wait to choose to be the safe adult and constant support in a child's life. This project was supported by subgrant number 7137, awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement through the Office of Victims of Crime, Office of Justice Programs. Start making a difference today at childrensadvocacy.net or call 318-445-5678.
Instead of having a blowout sale on some flavor of the month vehicle, wouldn't you rather get the best price every day on every vehicle? Marler Country is like that. Now you can feel just as good about your deal at trade-in time as you did when you bought it. Plus, you'll find Marler Country hard to beat for a fast, experienced service department. And how many dealers do you know have loaner cars and shuttle service to keep you running smoothly? They're like that in Marler Country. Red, white, and true.
How many Marler Ford license plates have you seen today?
When it comes to protecting your personal information, there's one simple step you can take. Shred it. AARP Louisiana and AARP Fraud Watch Network are here in your community with free fraud events. We're making it easy to safely dispose of old personal documents, ID cards, medical bills, and more. Join us Saturday, April 13th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Whole Foods Market in Baton Rouge. Your documents will be shred on site free of charge. Reserve your spot at events.aarp.org/freeshredbr.
The Acosta Foundation invites you to attend our annual 5K Color Run, sponsored by Savoie Medical Center. This fun run and walk benefits Savoie Indigent Patient Support in Mamou. April 20th, join us at Chico State Park, where we will also be hosting our annual bass fishing tournament. Two events, same day, same location. Registration information available on Facebook and on the website at theacostafoundation.org.
Hi, I'm Connie Acosta-Lamke, president of the Acosta Foundation. I look forward to seeing you on April 20th at Chico State Park.
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
TalkBack is sponsored by Walker Mercedes and BMW. Experience unparalleled quality and style with Walker Mercedes and BMW. Hey, just a reminder, you can listen to KSYL's TalkBack after the show. It's audio on demand at KSYL.com.
All right, we are back here on this Friday. Michelle Pearl, our guest from the United Way of Central Louisiana. So we've been talking about Alice families and the challenges. I can't even begin to imagine the impact that inflation is having on that particular group, because we talked about this on the show yesterday. When you look at the most basic needs, food, gas, transportation, I mean, the increases are staggering. Probably across the board, you're looking at around 30% over the last 4 years. And when you are on a very tight budget to begin with, wages are not keeping up with it. The only thing you can probably do is add another part-time job, which when we look at the jobs being added in the country right now, almost all of them are part-time jobs, and this is probably why.
Well, and then if you think of it like this also, Al, okay, yes, they can get that second part-time job, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then let's talk about our family dynamics that are going on, right? We've got a lot of youth crime and a lot of youth issues happening right now. Well, if we start putting people in that second and that third job,
mm-hmm.
who's raising the kids?
Right. Right.
And so it is, like a livable wage isn't just an Alice family issue. It really is a community issue.
Yep.
Because if families have to work multiple jobs to meet the basic needs, then they have to either A, find daycare, which they usually can't afford, or B, and I used to see this in Boys and Girls Clubs, boy, those kids hit 12, when they hit 13, no longer need the club. Because
mm-hmm.
now, well, I can leave my kid home by themselves.
Right.
I don't know many 13-year-olds that made great, great decisions. And then you think about all the other learning enrichment that they miss out by being engaged in something. So it's kind of like a which comes first, the chicken or the egg kind of scenarios.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. So it's getting harder and harder for folks to make ends meet. So are you seeing that Alice number even growing? More people are falling into that category?
Yeah, so unfortunately, that is what we're seeing, right? I think if for Louisiana, it's 55% is Alice or poverty. And if I'm recalling my numbers correctly, I believe it's 18% is poverty, and the remainder of that is Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're watching that Alice population grow, to me, and I know we talked about this before, is this is of grave concern, because that is your working class. And so if that continues to grow, that means more and more people are unable to meet their basic needs, but they're just falling outside usually the guidelines of any assistance. And so it, unfortunately, here's what usually happens is accident one happens and it knocks them down a little bit. By the time the second one hits them, now we're dealing with a family that was just barely scraping by, but now is homeless. Now no longer, you know, may have lost their car. Well, because they lost their car, they lost their job. Because they lost their job, they lost their homes. And so that, if we can't help that Alice population, that begins that backward slide fully into poverty. And we are actually, as United Way, we're bringing a community model here to actually help the community to really have the, number one, the same definitions. The understanding that United Way can't do it alone. No nonprofit can do it alone. No mm-hmm. business can do it alone. No government can do it alone. And I think in this area, we have some amazing things that are really bubbling and are starting to happen. But we have to have the same beginning understandings of some things. And I know when I go through the community, I still hear from people when I ask them, like, what do you think causes poverty? People are lazy. People don't want to work. Mm. And I do. Don't get me wrong, small percentage, that is the answer.
Right.
But I am going to tell you, you know, if you had a chance to be at our Dining in the Dark and heard the family conversations during that time, it's not about that. It's about, oh my gosh, school supplies. Okay, that was an extra $200 this month. If we just get by, where do we make up that $200?
Yeah.
So for the family empowerment services, you know, there's a couple ways that you can get referred to it. You can call into 211 and you can ask for mentoring services. And we're calling it mentoring services because that's just what the search detail for this database really is. But it's more than that. It is connecting them to the services. It is helping them if their goal is to increase their income for their family, and maybe they come in with the simple goal of, I just want to take a family vacation. My family's never had a family vacation. Okay, so my coach would then be sitting down with them, looking at that budget with them, and may come to the end and go, hey, you know what? No matter which way we dice this, you're just barely breaking even each month. So then you have to ask them, what do you want to do here? It isn't, here's what you need to do. It mm-hmm. is, what do you want to do here? Do you want to increase your income? How can we do that? It's going to be usually one of two things, increasing education or possibly changing a job that pays more for them. And then helping them through that search and preparing them for that.
Yeah.
But you got to sit down with that basic financial budget too. And it's really driven by what does that person want to achieve? Because that's how it's got to be driven. It's like you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them change. And I know we've talked a lot about like those handouts, right? When people get used to the handouts, well, what do you mean you want me to do something for this? That's not what we're trying to get about. This is about the people that really want to make a difference in their lives. So they do have to be a little, have a little gumption in them that this is what I want. It's not what somebody's telling me I have to do. It's what I want.
Very good. Well, we'll take another break and come back with more with Michelle.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. A couple of big banks may weigh on the stock market this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase is reporting profit and revenue that topped Wall Street estimates. But the bank also is raising guidance when it comes to expenses. J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon has been warning for months that inflation could be stickier than markets predict. Wells Fargo shares are down pre-market after the bank reported first quarter earnings that showed a decline in interest income. But Citigroup topped analyst profit estimates as corporations tapped markets for financing and consumers leaned on credit cards, signs that a prolonged period of elevated interest rates will benefit big banks and its shares are higher pre-market. As for the rest of Wall Street, after a tech rally sent the Nasdaq to a new high yesterday, ahead of the bell this morning, stock futures are firmly in the red. Steve Potisk, Bloomberg Radio.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
Are you ready to experience automotive luxury? Look no further than Walker Mercedes-Benz and BMW. From the Mercedes-Benz C-Class to the luxurious GLS SUV, indulge in comfort and sophistication. Or unleash the thrill of the road with BMW, renowned for its beauty and performance. Whether it's the 3 Series or the X5, every BMW embodies the ultimate driving experience. Visit Walker on Coliseum Boulevard or browse online at walkerautomotive.com for your dream car experience.
Hi, I'm Miss Louisiana McKenzie Scruggs on behalf of the Louisiana Propane Dealers. Did you know Louisiana is one of the world's largest producers of clean, affordable propane gas? And did you know that propane is used for heating homes, hot water, cooking, and cleaning clothes? And did you know that hundreds of school buses and light-duty trucks are powered by propane? And if you didn't know, now you do. Propane is energy for everyone, and it's a fuel for our future. To find out more, visit LouisianaPropane.com.
But we are definitely in a nice place weather-wise for a while. Good morning, sunny skies on our Friday. 77 should do it for the afternoon high. The wind, nothing like we have seen over the last couple days. A northwest breeze at about 5. Tonight, clear skies. Still that good sleeping weather. We'll get down to 50 for the overnight low. And our Saturday and Sunday, sunshine both days. 82 the high on Saturday, 84 the high Sunday. And that's your forecast from the Senlaw Broadcasting Weather Center. I'm Dave Gratian. Currently 52 degrees in Senlaw. The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we continue here on this Friday. Michelle Pearl, our guest from the United Way of Central Louisiana.
So let's talk about how folks can get connected with United Way and learn about the programs and support the mission.
So as far as getting connected to the programs, two different ways. First, of course, is through 211. Do have all of our services listed through there. And then secondarily is through our website. We are just putting up the Family Empowerment Services page, but we have a Get Help page. So when you go down there and ask for assistance, there's a little page you can fill out, and it'll give us some basic information to get started to see which program you may best fit you. And then as far as donors go, always can send me a email, can reach out on our page, on our United Way website page. And then, you know, if it's a company that wants to run a campaign, that is reaching out to me personally, and my cell phone number, or my office number, I, you know, get back to people, and then that way we can set that up. And then we also have things like we have our golf tournament coming up in June, Dining in the Dark in October. And so a lot of different ways to be involved. Even coming up here in April, you know, you've got the Love the Boot Week, right? There's all kinds of volunteer opportunities happening throughout all of the communities. I know as United Way, we're participating one on the 27th just to be a part of that community. And I don't know if you guys heard these numbers, but I think it was something like $9 million spent in cleaning up trash in Louisiana. And I sit here and think about, gosh, if I had $9 million for United Way or for just nonprofits, oh, we would have a much better world.
Absolutely.
I understand that. So,
and so the website is
www.uwcl.org.
Great.
And then just talking a little bit more about the community model that we are bringing here. You know, I've spoke about this a couple times being on here, but you can't hear it enough. This is Dr. Beagle's Poverty Institute. She was homeless for 16 years, graduated, got her GED at 26, and now has a PhD in social work. And she did a lot of work with our State Department, working with our DCF workers, our SNAP workers, trying to help them to understand poverty better and having a similar definition. The big words that she says is, let's fight poverty, not the people that are in it. And I think that that's something that we have to be aware of as a community, is let's fight poverty, not the people, because we've all made bad decisions. You know, I think about the little memes that went around during COVID of, hey, we're all in the same storm, but we're in different ships, right? That's everyday life. That isn't just COVID. You know, I think about the simplest things when we think about, you know, even our prison reentry program. Okay, if I get pulled over for something and I feel that I should be fighting it, right? But I'm of low income and I get a public defender, I'm going to tell you, first off, they're probably going to recommend me just take the plea. Just take the minimal, right? But no, I want to fight this. Well, I may have to then find an attorney. If I can't pay for an attorney, I'm going to probably end up with the plea, and then you end up with something small on your record that really doesn't matter. I think about, you know, you get in an offender bender, right? Oh, well, I'm just going to have my insurance do that. Low income people are like, yeah, I'm going to drive around with that bump, because if I report it to my insurance, the rate's going to go up. And so there are a lot of different instances where people don't understand, based on your economic level, how you navigate that decision. And so that, I think, is something that our community needs to be aware of. There's four different types of poverty, and each one of them entails kind of different solutions or different things that work. When you're talking to people in poverty as an employer, you know, you hit that, they call it the benefits cliff, right? You call your employee in and you're super excited because you're getting ready to give them a raise. It's not much, because we just talked about how tight the economy is, right? But I'm going to give them a small raise. It's maybe equals out to an extra $2,000 a year. Well, when you break that down into paycheck, it's not much. And that $2,000 just put my employee just out of reach of having subsidized daycare now. Well, is $2,000 going to pay for their daycare? Doesn't even come close.
Right.
And our community's done a great job in that area. I know with being on the Reckon board, we've been able to raise money and draw dollars down to help with those pieces. And those are just small components of how do we fight poverty, right? Well, if we want people to work, we need to provide adequate daycare and ensure that they're, you know, a mom's biggest worry is what's happening with my kids right now. Mm-hmm. And if I don't have peace of mind on that, you can bet my mind's not on the job that day. And so that is a great solution in the community working together. But I do think we need more solutions like that and more of being aware of everything that's happening in the community. So that's what I'm hoping this model will bring down. We have a preliminary meeting next week just to meet with the planner of it. We've invited a few special people just to be a part of that initial planning. But then the next meeting is about 2-3 months. She'll give us that date when she comes down, about 2-3 months after that. And that is a full scale. Bring all the leaders in, and Dr. Beagle comes down and asks, you know, what causes poverty in your area? She may walk them through a poverty simulation. I can tell you that was very eye-opening for me to even knowing where I live, right? But then hearing other people's answers. But she just really, she does it in a way that doesn't make you feel like you're wrong, I'm right. It's a place of understanding. And I think that that's really the point that this community is at, is we all need to understand each other. Like, I know for me, I walk to Rotary every Tuesday, and there's a homeless guy that sits on that bench. Many of you have probably seen him. First few months that I was here, that man barely, like, looked at me, right? And I just, good day, sir, and would just keep walking. That's all I would ever say. Good day, sir. Slowly but surely, he started asking me as I'd go by, good day, sir. I'd get about 5 feet from him, and he'd turn and say, excuse me, you have the time. You have the right time. So I would. I'd look at my watch. Yes, sir. I'd give him the time. That went on for a few months. Well, then a while later, I saw him down the street. Hey, waved across to his bench to him. He came walking over and said, you know what today is? It's my birthday. You know, so slowly but surely, communication started to open up with him. But I share with this to say to you now, I've walked by that bench for the last 3 days and I haven't seen him during the times that I normally do. So now I have concern, right? Yeah. But if I had had no interactions with him, do you think I would really miss the homeless guy on the bench?
No.
Probably not. And I think that happens a lot in our community to some marginalized communities, is we may walk by it five times and not think twice about it till it affects us, till you actually have an interaction with it. And I guess that's the favorite part of my job, is I get to hear everybody's stories, right? I get to hear what's going on in the community and just listen, because it is a rich community, both on the donor side, but also on the needs side too. And I'm just hoping, you know, to bring everybody together around that same feeling of, we all want a great place to raise a family. And it starts by recognizing that we all live here.
And, you know, and I've had the privilege of serving on the statewide research council for ALICE. And when I speak on this subject, that is always my closing comment is always, you know, this data is not United Way's challenge to solve. This should be a community call to action. Because we have too many people. And you mentioned the gentleman on the bench. I mean, he's marginalized, but we have so many people who are working so hard that just can't make it.
And you're exactly right. That data is meant for everybody to use, because it should help lawmakers to make decisions. It should help employers to make decisions too. When I went to the ALICE conference, you know what they were using it for? To determine what their starting wages should be. Because these companies that were moving into a new area did not want to start off with providing jobs that were going to for people that were going to still need services. They've at the ALICE conference that we just attended in January over in New Orleans, which was absolutely phenomenal. They talked about using the ALICE budget to become the new poverty level budget. Because if you look at there's no way that a family of four can live off of $27,000, folks. That doesn't pay for anything. The reality is it is $45,000 at a minimum. And when we look at that budget, there's no car loan in there. And Alice doesn't buy her cars outright. We can't put enough money in the bank to get that savings to get even that initial payment. So I'm hoping this Alice data moves forward in a positive manner and becomes the metric.
Absolutely. And I know we're kind of getting up against a break, but thank you for being in here. You and I could have a great conversation about the federal poverty level is a crap statistic. And for folks that may not know, it's based on the fact that we spend a third of our budget on food.
Wow.
I don't spend a third of my budget on food. It's housing and car notes and everything else that it takes to live. And so, you know, we could go down that path. But thank you for coming in and updating us on the programs and for all you're doing in this community. It's better because of the work of you and your staff. So thank you.
As always, I enjoy.
Thanks for coming in, Michelle. We appreciate you. More talk back coming
up. If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon Easy.
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data, $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan, at an amazing price with no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Listen to the all-new Central Louisiana Economic Update with Matt Ritchie every other Tuesday morning on KSYL Talk Radio 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and KSYL.com. Attention all real estate agents, property owners, and lenders. When you or a client needs a real estate attorney, call the professionals at Thompson Law Firm. Whether the legal matter is basic or complex, the Thompson Law Firm can accurately guide you or your client to a successful outcome. That's why numerous industry professionals have trusted the Thompson Law Firm for years. They also handle estate planning, successions, and business law. Call them at 473-0052. I am a paid non-client attorney spokesperson.
Craving some mouth-watering Louisiana crawfish, but don't feel like making a road trip? Good news! You don't have to go to the Bayou State to enjoy mud bugs. You can enjoy their authentic taste wherever you may be. Look for Louisiana crawfish in the seafood section of your local grocery store, where you'll find these flavorful crustaceans ready to be part of your next meal. Then visit crawfish.org for cooking tips and recipes. Your taste buds will thank you. Don't wait. Head to your local grocery store today and bring home the taste of Louisiana.
Every 2 minutes, a woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with breast cancer. And in that split second, her life changes forever. The toll of breast cancer is great. The need to support those who are battling the disease today is even greater. We're fighting alongside patients because we know one moment can change a lifetime. United by hope, we can end breast cancer. Join our fight. Save lives.
Now let's get back to Talk Back on KSYL 970 AM, 104.9 FM, and 100.3 HD3.
All right, we are back on Talk Back as we continue some good local news. Yesterday it was announced that Martco, which is the parent company for Royal Martin, is going to invest more than $30 million to install technologically advanced production equipment at their Allen Parish plant. That's where they make that oriented strand board, or OSB, for the housing industry. Royal Martin's OSB plant is one of the parish's largest employers, and as a result of the expansion, the company will retain its 232 full-time employees who earn an annual average salary of $75,000. Louisiana Economic Development estimates the project will also result in nearly 600 indirectly supported jobs in the state, for a total of 831 retained and indirectly supported jobs. So that's good to see that they continue to grow that business.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a family that continues to make remarkable investment, and what that facility has meant to Oakdale.
Yes,
I mean, they're the largest employer there, and again, that's one that we cite that came in through the ITEP program through Louisiana Economic Development. You know, they paid only a percentage of property tax those first few years, and then when that expired, they're paying full property taxes, and what a difference it's mm-hmm. making.
Yeah,
in that area. So congratulations to the Martin family and to the company and to those employees who are going to continue to see their skills and opportunities grow as the plant becomes more technological.
For sure. All right, other news. More than 40 Senate Republicans yesterday lobbied Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to hold a full impeachment trial for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Schumer and other Democrats have indicated they'd be open to immediately voting to dismiss the House-passed articles of impeachment rather than holding a trial in the Senate. Republicans who signed the letter urged Schumer not to pursue that option, saying Mayorkas should be held accountable. 43 Republicans signed on to that, saying the American people deserve to hear the evidence through a Senate trial in the court of impeachment. 6 Senate Republicans did not sign the letter. The usual suspects, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Mitt Romney, although a little bit surprising, Rand Paul and Tommy Tuberville were on that list, and Bill Cassidy, who I heard on the Louisiana Radio Network today. They said he responded to Trump's criticism of him the other day on Truth Social, but All he really responded was talking about how much money he's bringing to Louisiana in the latest budget bill that passed, $1.2 billion. So, but, yeah, Bill Cassidy. I saw a clip the other day where Kennedy, they were having some kind of hearing with him questioning Mayorkas, and it was kind of vintage Kennedy, but I don't know. If the Democrats in the Senate won't do anything with this, I mean, what are you going to do?
So, not going to be able to do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, they may call a trial and immediately dismiss. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Probably not. Probably not.
Meanwhile, and I would assume that the six Republicans that did not sign the letter, I'm sure process and procedure, they may just not like using that tool against a sitting cabinet member. Impeachment versus any indication of whether they think he's guilty or innocent.
Yeah, I mean,
or committed an impeachable offense, I guess would be the proper.
I don't know if it's impeachable, but he's done a horrific job overall. You know, and not just with the border situation. Look at the situation with RFK Jr. They won't give him Secret Service detail for his presidential campaign. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous. That is just 100% politically motivated.
There's no reason not to.
Right.
Why take the risk?
Right. I mean, especially given what happened to his father.
His uncle. Yes. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? I mean, it's the cost of that overall would be negligible, and God forbid something happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do not. Yeah. That just seems like I don't understand what your rationale would be there.
Me neither. We'll take a break, come back with our last segment of the week.
If you'd like to take part in our show today, call the BOM Bank studio line at 442-8255. That's 442-TALK. BOM Bank, now with locations in Alexandria, Pineville, and Woodworth.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. But right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff, so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at ReputationDefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
Nobody wants to hear that. So beat the heat and get a system tune-up during the Spring Savings Event at Southern Air Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. $69 tune-ups. And for a limited time, get a new system with special financing. 0% interest for 60 months. Call Southern Air Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing at 318-777-5555. That's 318-777-5555. Or visit us online at southernairnow.com.
LA-22-13413. Offices in Alexandria and Marksville. Results may vary.
You get up every day to provide for your family. You do your job and do it right. I get it. I'm Brian Kubero. Most of the people I represent are just like you. They call me because they know I'll do my job the same way they do theirs. So if you've been injured in an accident, call me, Brian Kubero, at 253-0900 or visit doitright.com.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the LHSAA and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Every child deserves to be fed. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The best of Talkback is back Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, right here on KSYL. Now, back to the show.
All right, we're almost done for today. Let's go to the phones, though. Good morning, you're on Talkback.
I was listening to the lady with the reentry from the prison population. Why doesn't the state take care of that and train those people when they're up close to release? Now, that is stupid to take United Way money when the state should do that. Everybody let somebody else do their job. And just like Biden, I'm telling you, he assigned the vice president to go to the border and take care of that. And they got people taking care of it, and they're coming in by the droves. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't really know what the answer to that is.
Yeah, I don't know what services are offered in prison. That's a good question. I'm sorry, Michelle. We let Michelle go. That would be a good question for her. We'll try to see what we can find out.
For sure. All right. Before we go, a couple of things. Tomorrow is National Scrabble Day. And I know that the McQueen family are avid Scrabble players. However, for the first time in 75 years, Mattel is giving Scrabble a major update. This version will be geared more toward Gen Z, who apparently doesn't love aggressive competition. The new game will be called Scrabble Together and will instead include helper cards, a simpler scoring system, and allow people to work in teams, making it easier to play.
What is wrong with your generation, Kai?
I don't claim it. I'm not part of it.
This is the stupidest. I mean, like Scrabble, like all board games in my house, is a contact sport, right? I mean, it's just... We fight to the death, and you know, I would tell you, do not come to my house. It is not for the faint of heart, and do not interfere with a game of Uno, spades, hearts. It's just not going to end pretty for you. I just cannot, and the scoring system in Scrabble, if you can multiply by two or three, it's just not that hard.
Well, therein lies the rub. I mean, it's that, what kind of math was it, the controversial math?
Common core
math, yeah. They can't multiply anymore. Kai?
I will confess, when it comes to board games, such as Uno, Scrabble, and all that stuff, I am a professional cheater. I am the type of person that when people look away, I'll shuffle the cards in a way where I can get all the wild cards. I'm so serious. I am a professional cheater.
Extra chapel for this young man.
Full confessions here on Talkback.
But so. It's just like, what have we raised in a generation that you have to scrabble together as opposed to just play Scrabble and let the best player win? And Scrabble, my daughter and husband, I can hardly play with them because they've got huge vocabularies. They're both avid readers, but they're so slow playing that game because they are looking, you know, they're the ones that can figure out how to use all seven letters and, you know, get the double. And I get bored sometimes playing with the two of them, but I just can't understand why you and I would want to sit down together and just make a crossword puzzle if we weren't competitively seeing who could outscore.
Yeah.
That's the craziest thing ever. I'll be anxious to see how sales of that go.
I bet it won't do well. But who knows? Who knows? Anyway, on that note, we are out of time for today's show and for this week's shows. But we'll be back again on Monday. It'll be here before you know it. The weekend always blows by so fast. Have a great weekend, everyone. And I'll see you down at the Relay for Life in downtown Alexander coming up tonight at 6 o'clock.
You've been listening to Talkback. The opinions expressed were those of the hosts and callers, and not necessarily those of Senlaw Broadcasting.
FM 104.9, AM 970, KSYL, and KRRV 100.3 HD3, Alexandria.
It's 9 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored